Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to say about capitalizing your business. You know, folks, if you're starting a business, if a lot of you out there are thinking about starting a new business, you've lost your job, and doesn't look like the prospects of getting a new job, another job, it's not looking so good. We are, in fact, in a jobless recovery, and the second one in a decade, in 10 years, easily. And let me say this first. Been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. That's how the reason I started my small business in 1989 is I was downsized twice in 18 months after 23 years of good service to corporations. And so I started doing my own thing. And so I know what you're going through. Some of you may be trying to grow a business. You've got a small business already, and you're trying to grow your business. And of course, one of the things, you know, if you're trying to grow crops, you've got to fertilize them. You've got to give them something to help them grow. If you're trying to grow, you know, livestock, as I used to do on the farm, you got to feed them. Right. And if you're trying to grow your business, you have to feed it. And what a business likes to eat is capital. It likes to eat cash. It likes monetary stuff. Yeah, that's exactly right. And so where does that come from for your business? Well, there are a lot of different places that big businesses get their capital. Lots of places. They have many, many options. You and I, as small business owners, especially as a startup, have limited number of options. One option you have is is obviously your own investment, your own equity, your own capital that you put in, your own cash. Some people start businesses with the retirement that the money they pull out of their retirement. Yeah, they pay the penalty and use that money. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. They may have their own savings. In years past, before the real estate economy was upside down, you could go get an equity loan in your home, and you could use that capital. So your own investment money, or the investment money of others. That's something we're going to talk about a little bit later on. Other investors, somebody to invest in your company, and then the third way of getting capital. Is where most of the capital comes from for small businesses, and that is from a loan from a bank. And as we know, that's fraught with issues right now. Getting a loan from a bank is a lot more problematic today than it was, even though it's not as difficult as the media would make you believe that it is. Or a lot of politicians would have you believe that it is. You just have to know how to go get it. You have to know how to find it. Some banks are loaning money, and typically the big ones, and some aren't. And that's what we're going to talk about in a little bit, is making sure that you know how to search for the right kind of capital. And when you're looking in these various places, that you're looking for in the right place. And then there's a fourth way of getting capital for your business. And this is the bootstrap way. This is how you bootstrap your business. And that is with the customer's money. Money that you get from your customers by buying something from you. That's capital. That's working capital. Cash flow is part of your working capital. Now, obviously, you've got to be profitable. If you're going to sustain that for very long, you've got to have a profitable operation. If you're going to bootstrap yourself, Because if you're paying out more money than you're able than you're taking in, so to speak, from a net profit standpoint, you've got to have some way of replenishing that, and so you need to be profitable in order to sustain the bootstrapping approach, because eventually you eat up whatever equity you have. So the best way to capitalize a business is from customers. And this is one of the mistakes I see a lot of startups making. And a lot of times a startup will say, I want to start a business, I've got to raise some capital. And they go out and they try to raise capital from somebody out there that will loan them money, an angel or an Aunt Minnie or whoever. Well, that's okay. But the main thing to remember is that if you're a startup and nobody's bought anything that you want to sell, Your best investor in those days is a customer who's attracted to your product. So before you go wandering off looking for investors or even a loan, find out if what you have to sell is anything anybody else would want to buy. Because ultimately, that's what you're going to have to do. Even those startups that get investor money, and this happens, it does happen. It is a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of a percent that where this happens, where somebody actually gets investor money before they've actually sold anything. But the best way to raise money is through and grow your business is from customer sales. Now, but a good small business capitalization plan, you actually includes a combination of all the things that I just mentioned. It's a way of you. Your plan should be a combination, a strategic, well-developed understanding and strategy for how you're going to capitalize your business. Okay, I've got this much equity of my own. I've got this access to credit. I've got potentially this much investor money, and I've got this much that I'm projecting to sell in the first year. Let's say, or the next year, if you're already in business. So it's a capitalization plan, and it's not for you as a small business. It's not either or; it's both and. It's all of those four areas: your equity, perhaps somebody else's equity, credit from someone, like for a bank, could be a credit card, and the fourth thing is customer sales. Blending all those things together helps you capitalize your startup, capitalize the growth of your business. We're going to talk some more about this after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Jackie Wilson, bringing us back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and all the other things, lots of stuff there that will help you with your business. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions anywhere from 5 seconds to 15 minutes. You got any of that, whatever time you have, we've got something that you can do there and that will help you with your small business, including quite a bit of information about what we're talking about right now, which is capitalizing your business, getting enough capital to start, run, and grow your business. Lots of stuff there, articles, archives, things that I've written. There's a couple of articles in there on mistakes not to make when you're trying to raise capital from investors, and I may get into a couple of those today. But I'm just to quickly review the four ways that small businesses get capital to operate their business, to run, grow, and start their business: your own equity, your own investment, other people's investment, money from debt, a loan from a bank typically, could be a credit card. And the fourth thing is the thing that's often overlooked, and that is the revenue from customers. the cash flow that they give you, the profits you make from selling something, all that churns into your business finances and helps you have the cash, the capital to grow your business. And so don't forget the fourth thing, that customer thing. That's very important. And a lot of people, when they start a business, the first thing they do, as I said earlier, is try to go get some investment. Well, you know what? As Tim Berry has told us many times on the show before, take your product out to the street and see if anybody will buy it. If you want to get an investor excited about what you're doing, show them how people act around what you want to sell, because that's what they like. They want that very much. So I want to talk about some of the things, some of the mistakes that people make when they think about getting capital for the business. And if you're, one of the things that I think a lot of people make, too many people make, is they when they're looking for capital, they think of an investor. They think of getting an investor money for their business. But what you have to realize, folks, the people, the small businesses that actually get investor capital are a tiny, tiny fraction of a percent of the total of all small businesses. Very few, very, very few businesses, small businesses, are prospects for investors. And the main reason is it's not necessarily because of your product. It's not because they don't think you're going to be successful, although that's a big part of it. But one of the main reasons why you're probably, and I'm saying this to you to kind of get your attention, the main reason why you are probably not a prospect for investor capital from someone else's money is because of your ideas about where the company is going to go are not compatible. See, right now, if you're wanting to start a business, if you got a small business that you're already running, you're probably thinking about being in that business for a while. You may, if you're like most small business owners, you're already thinking about running this business for 10, 15, 20 years. Maybe you got kids. You know, I could imagine my kids run this business one day. Wouldn't it be great if I could convey this business to my children? If you have any of those thoughts, if your time horizon for your small business is beyond even 5 years, certainly beyond 10 years, but actually probably beyond five, you're probably not a prospect for investors, because when they put their money into your business, they want to get in and to get out. They're thinking of an exit strategy, and here's what's left. Here's what else. They're not just thinking about an exit strategy for some small return, like, you know, some 8, 9, 10% return. That's not what they're looking for. They're looking for a home run. Most investors are looking for quite a big return, because they know that what they're putting your money into you for is the money that they're giving you is very risky. They're going to probably be a minority partner, a minority shareholder, and it's extremely risky. Loaning money to a small business, investing in a small business, is extremely risky. Let's just be honest about that. So the main reason why you're not a prospect, probably, for an investor, is because of your idea on the horizon for when you're going to divest of this company and how it's going to be divested. Is your company going to grow to become a prospect to go public or to be acquired by a bigger company? That's when the home run happens, folks. That's when you cross the baseline hitting the grand slam, when somebody takes you out and gives you cash for that business. Well, look around you and think about, from a percentage standpoint, all the small businesses that are out there and all the ones that are being started, how many of them actually happens? They go public or they get acquired. A tiny, tiny percentage. And that same percentage is the percentage of those of you who are prospects for investors. That means that if you're going to start, run, and grow your business, you're going to have to focus more on your own capital, money from banks, loan from banks, credit cards too, and customer sales. So hopefully that will help you to narrow your understanding, your search, in your capitalization plan to capitalize your business that you're starting or you're growing. Think about that. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.